Paul hearing that the city of Damascus had become a sanctuary city for the Christians, sought authority from the high priest to pursue the enemy even unto the Syrian capital. Paul, armed with a search warrant for search and arrest, started out on a mission to bring back the Nazarenes to face trial for heresy. The cause of Christianity never looked darker than at the start of Paul's journey. We can imagine how the saints must have felt as word was received that their fierce enemy was on his way to destroy them. But as we shall see, man proposes, God disposes. For though Paul reached Damascus, his documents from the religious authorities in Jerusalem was never used. His breathing out threatenings and slaughter and persecuting came to an end. For on the way to Damascus, a miracle happened to this saint-hater and bloodthirsty blasphemer. And what a miracle that was. That brief but astounding encounter won for Jesus his most loyal disciple, his greatest apostle, his most devoted servant. It removed at once the church's most ablest and most violent enemy, and it gave to Christianity her most fearless champion, her most fervent evangelist, her most brilliant leader, and her most profound thinker, and one of the most beautiful saints. It made possible the rich legacy of his writings, which defines more clearly than any doctrine. His writings defines the essential purpose and meaning of the gospel. It demonstrates with inescapable force the divine power that is at work in Christianity. In many respects, that was the most momentous day in the history of the church, an event so crucial that God calls four accounts of it to be recorded. These accounts differ slightly in detail, but agree substantially as to what Paul saw, heard, and said on his subsequent relationship with Jesus. The circumstances surrounding Paul's conversion is given by Paul himself in Acts 26 and 9. As Paul was standing before King Agrippa, here's what he said, beginning at verse 9. I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which things I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. I punished them often in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even into strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, who you persecute. But arise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of these things which you have seen and the things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering you from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send you, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.